Hello, friends. This is Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. I brought my co-host with me, Christina. Say hello.
Hello.
And we hope you enjoy this episode of the Frugal Snobs podcast. If you like what you hear, as always, you can check out more by going to FrugalSnobs.com. You can check out all of our video content available on YouTube at YouTube.FrugalSnobs.com. You can check us out on social media at Facebook.com/FrugalSnobs or on Twitter at FrugalSnobs. And of course, you can catch this podcast on your podcatcher or podcasting network of choice. And if you have a smart speaker, feel free to ask it to play the Frugal Snobs podcast. As always, folks, be well, never pay retail. And now, on to the episode. Hey, everybody, this is Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. Barbara Smith may say hello.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 161 of the Frugal Snobs podcast. As we record this episode, today is Sunday, April 12th. 2020, and it is Easter Sunday. So for those of you who are believers, happy Easter, everybody. And we're also a week ahead of Orthodox Easter, but happy Easter.
Yes.
So I'm going to basically bear the brunt of most of the audio today, not because Christina is not an excellent co-host, which she is. We produced this show together. But Christina, you've been recording an audiobook.
Yes.
And so you need to keep your voice kind of, how to put this?
On reserve
or in sparing use for the time being. So, folks, also, if you hear any coughing, sorry, dry air, we are recording this episode, given with social distancing, COVID-19. We're recording this episode from another area of the snob lair, but we are staying home. Everyone is staying safe and healthy. But if you hear any pops or cracking sounds or any creaking sounds, it's because we're sitting on a pair of what I'll call physician stools in our other studio. So we're just hanging out, basically. We're going to talk about our review of WrestleMania 36. We'll also talk about kind of what we're seeing at the grocery stores and some relief for us in Nova. And then we'll also talk about investing in hard times. And we'll also talk about some of Christina's happenings for the rest of this year and what we can do to get through COVID-19. Fair?
Fair.
All right, so let's go ahead and start off with recent trips to the grocery store. Also, folks, before we get any further, tail end of this episode, I am going to basically let everybody know where they can catch all of our video content as well. We've got some new stuff coming. Anyway. Back to the grocery store. So, Christina, you went out to the grocery store over the past few days, a week or so, and most recently yesterday, Saturday, April 11th. What did you think of the grocery store compared to a previous episode of this show?
It's getting better. I mean, 2 weeks ago, it looked like a bomb went off and everything was destroyed.
All the shelves were bare. People were hoarding things.
Trying to take things out of other people's carts.
Right. And you don't see that, of course, as of recent, correct?
No, it's a lot better.
Good. That's good. So, believe it or not, folks, things that are scarce, at least in the Nova area, I'm sure it's like this all over the United States and possibly all over the world at this point, toilet paper. Toilet paper has become a difficulty for a lot of people. But, Christina, you're able to pick up 12 mega rolls.
Yes.
Of Cottonelle. Not sponsored, by the way, folks.
It's just what I happened to get.
Yes. Yesterday at the customer service desk at a local grocery store, we will not mention the chain.
They unfortunately did not have anything stocked on the shelves. That was the only place where they had it, so they could actually keep their eyes on it.
And you got an inside tip based on a rain check you were trying to
redeem. Yes.
So we were able to stock back up, folks, and Christina was worried about this because you have no idea. I mean, it's not just because Christina's female or that I'm male or anything else, or it's not a gender thing. It's a necessity thing.
Exactly, and you don't know how other people around you are going to react.
Exactly. So, we were able to at least stock up on toiletries that we needed, also exfoliant, things like that to keep your skin clean. And also, we were able to pick up some really good deals on sausages and a ham.
Yes.
For the Easter holiday. In fact, that ham is being well glazed in a crock pot right now. We'll be talking about a really quick cooking tip very shortly that Christina basically came up with 5 minutes ago. Yes, 5 minutes before we hit the record button here. So, and I think it's going to be helpful for everybody out there. So like I said, folks, if you hear any background noise, echoes, I mean, we apologize, but again, we're making do with what we have, and we are committed to continuing this show for everyone's benefit. We like to educate, entertain, and kind of keep everybody, I think, sane during the hard times. I mean, it's a weird environment out there, but I think the country's getting better.
And thank you for listening to us when you're stuck at home.
Yes, thank you all so much. It's helpful. To us, and also thanks to everybody who's checking out all of our video content, whether it be on YouTube or wherever you enjoy your video content, where you can find the Frugal Snobs. We've had some really good engagements. We're increasing our subscriber count. We've also been able to engage with a lot of people on certain topics, like, for example, the Star Note banknotes and things of that sort. We're able to talk to people, engage with people, and provide comment and education. So Thank you all so much for that. On the video note, I know I said I'd get to the end of the show, which I will in a little more detail. But, folks, we did record the review for the Coca-Cola Energy just this morning, so that will be coming to the respective platforms in the coming weeks. So that video is done. We just need to piece it together, and hopefully you find the reviews and the videos to be educational and entertaining at the same time. Okay, so we talked about the grocery store, yes?
Yes.
Also on the same topic of the grocery store, let's go ahead and get to our cooking tip before we go any further. So, like I just mentioned a few minutes ago, folks, we have an Easter ham sitting glazing in a crock pot. Roughly 10-pound ham. We were able to pick up this ham thanks to a sale and also Christina having another promotion unexpectedly at the register, at her self-checkout. We basically, in the end, folks, were able to pick up this particular glazed spiral-sliced ham for about $1 a pound. That's pretty good. Would you agree?
Yes.
So, thank goodness for that. Roughly a 10-pound ham. And Christina was able to have a nice little rig set up here where we were just talking about it a few minutes ago and looking to glaze the ham. And we were thinking about, you know, purchasing a baster, right? Like Christina was telling me before we hit the record button here, basically a giant medicine dropper for everybody out there if you don't know what a baster looks like, or you could use a basting brush. But instead, over the past couple of weeks, Christina and I have been talking about, since we're stuck, of course, indoors, making our own sauces, right? And I think what inspired this particular desire is the desire to make the TGI Fridays Jack Daniels sauce, correct?
Yes.
So taking a look at videos of that, we thought, okay, this is probably pretty interesting. And by the way, folks, if you're making some of these sauces, there's a lot of ingredients to not make very much. Is that fair to say?
And high in calories.
Yes, this Jack Daniel's sauce, folks, by the way, is like 80 calories a teaspoon or something like that from the video that we heard. And Christina's right. A lot of these sauces that you're going to make that you enjoy at maybe chain restaurants, making them yourself since you can't go out and delivery might be scarce. You know, like I was saying, have a lot of ingredients, and like Christina was saying, are high in calories. So at any rate, in thinking through that, about a week ago or so, went to our local dollar store. Having a good dollar store is a great thing. We talked about it on the show before. And Christina, you picked up a 2-pack of condiment bottles.
Yes.
Generic condiment bottles, folks. And what we mean by that is they're basically just simple plastic bottles with a sealable lid.
Yeah, like a pop-open.
Yes, a pop-open, almost like a ketchup or mustard bottle that you see, you know, at any given restaurant or at a barbecue. And you can basically apply pressure to the bottle to squirt the contents.
Yes.
Okay? It's like ketchup or mustard or anything like that, or your relish or whatever. And we picked up these generic condiment bottles. The intent here was to put a small funnel on top, and when we made our own sauces, to then pour those sauces through the funnel into an easy-to-disperse container.
Yes.
So we have not gone through the process of making our own sauces yet. We picked up a few ingredients for that, and folks, trust me, when we make our own sauces, I'm sure we'll review it, and we'll bring everyone our results. But at any rate, we have these condiment bottles. They're still in the plastic, and...
They were in the plastic
until a few minutes ago. Christina looks at the ham in the crock pot and is looking to start to baste the ham. We're thinking, huh, how do we do this? We need a baster or a basting brush. And Christina just says, oh, I have a good idea. So she goes and she gets one of these condiment bottles from the plastic and basically squeezes the bottle first, dips the tip into the juices in the glaze that's sitting, you know, around the ham, and sucks up about 20% of the contents of the bottle with just these juices and whatnot, and just proceeds to then disperse this on top of and inside the folds of the pre-sliced ham. Basically, folks, simple basting.
Yes.
Easy. Flavor infusion and simple basting. So just a quick tip, everybody. If you don't have a basting brush or a baster, these kind of bottles might do the trick, and they did the trick for us a few minutes ago, so we're really excited about that, and we like to eat. Trust me, folks. We were putting out, I think, for a while, we were putting out our own dishes on
yes.
Facebook for a while. And I think, Christina, you were doing that before we started doing this for the Frugal Snobs.
Yeah.
And you were getting all the food porn comments
yes.
about all the good stuff we were making. So just a quick tip, everybody, for at least Easter, if you are making a ham or a roast or something like that to enjoy with your family at home, again, these condiment bottles might be a good idea.
Yes.
If you don't have a basting brush. And again, if you can't get out to pick up these condiment bottles, at your first opportunity, do so. They're very inexpensive. Picked up 2 for $1, and they're easily disposable, right?
Yes.
I mean, they're $1. So definitely worth it, everybody. Okay. Talked about the grocery store. Talked about our cooking tip. Talked about the Coca-Cola Energy, which will be coming to the respective video platforms for media consumption. So that will be coming. But folks, we want to go ahead and get into our WrestleMania 36 review. Very short, very easy, and then get into the topic. Pardon me, folks. I have a little bit of a cough. I don't have COVID-19, I promise.
No.
Just drier. Just drier. So WrestleMania 36, over two nights, I believe April 4th and 5th, 2020. I think I said this before on episode 160 of this show that I wasn't really looking forward to WrestleMania this year. No crowd, no pyro, no fireworks. I mean, no cool entrances. I know WWE did what they could, but I think, Christina, you and I both saw the Mark Calloway, Undertaker,
yes,
AJ Styles, Alan Jones match,
yes,
in the Boneyard, and it was pre-recorded, but had that cinema effect to it. It was pretty funny.
It took 8 hours to film.
A 20-25 minute match.
Yes.
It was a pretty cool match. I mean, the drop and the hearse and then the motorcycle was awesome.
And the music.
Yeah. That Pantera, you know, blaring. It was pretty cool. It was better than I expected. But you could definitely see from the production at WrestleMania that it was not designed for a large crowd. It was designed for people in their living rooms to enjoy something special with their families. But, I mean, we'll see where WWE goes from here. I mean, the shares of the company have gone up in the past week. I have sold out of WWE in recent weeks. And I'm happy with what I made in terms of profit. And you never look back, right? But if I decide to buy back in, I might. I don't know yet. And that's what we're going to be getting to here shortly with talking about investing during hard times. But when it comes to WrestleMania 36, I would say on a snob rating, Christina, I'd give it 3.
Stars. Agreed.
Is that a good way to put it?
It's a good middle ground because some of the matches were meh, but then you get the AJ Mark Calloway or AJ Undertaker, whatever you want to call it, match, which was really good.
The promos going into that were really good too. I just like the comment at the very beginning, you know, you ready for this, old man? You got enough for this? I got enough for you. That was awesome. But there were certain matches that I thought were not given proper billing. Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre, or Drew Galloway as his actual name, they just didn't fit for me.
It was too short.
It was. And it was just basically, it was a spot fest, as we yes. call it. Right? You had a bunch of finishers, a bunch of kicks. The one thing I do like about WrestleMania, at least I did like about WrestleMania this year, and also even really just any of the non-crowd-based tapings and whatnot, is all the trash talk you hear.
And all the thuds you actually hear because there's no crowd noise interfering.
Right, and the ring miking is pretty good, and you do hear those thuds, and you hear some of the punks and the donks and the dings and the rope, you know, vibration.
Bring it on!
Yeah, and all the trash talk is pretty good, too. Before we get off the topic of pro wrestling, I do want to, we'll wrap up on WrestleMania here in a second, but I did want to talk about, I think we should talk about the Ciampa Johnny Gargano thing.
Long,
yes. We'll talk about that here in a second. I just want to make sure, Christina, keep me, you know, accountable here. But WrestleMania 36, I mean, I think it was what it was, and I think it was a way for WWE to get through the event and to keep moving.
Yes. Because if Vince McMahon went to Tampa?
Well, true. I also think, though, that I was kind of shocked there weren't any good surprise returns.
Yes.
From Raw on Monday night. We haven't checked the SmackDown results yet. We need to do that from Friday. We haven't done that yet for the long holiday weekend. So we'll take care of that as well. And if we have any good updates, folks, we'll bring them to everybody. But I was expecting certain things to happen. I was expecting Goldberg to lose the Universal title. There's no reason for him to have it, honestly. I think my biggest confusion was the Bray Wyatt-John Cena match.
That was just weird. It was like all these flashbacks.
And it wasn't even really a match. It was kind of almost like
him battling himself.
Right. It was almost more like The Fiend finally putting an exclamation point on John Cena so that I guess John Cena can go away. I don't know for a while. I don't understand it. I do think, and I've heard some rumblings with the AJ Styles-Undertaker match, that they may try to resurrect that concept every year. That way the Undertaker in his final matches has like legends matches. Mark Henry or Sting or anybody like that might want to come back.
Maybe Bret Hart.
No, he's too old. I know he's the best there is, best there was, and best there ever will be, but he's definitely in that category of best there ever was at this point. But but never say never. I mean, he won his most recent title in 2010, 2012, something like that, where he had already been retired for a while. So you never know what's going to happen. But folks, I did go back and also on the WWE Network this weekend watch WrestleMania 7. When people were young. That's all I can say.
When the matches were good.
Yeah, when the matches were good, when the crowds were hot and wrestling looked more real. You know, COVID-19 killed a lot in this country. And, you know, I'm just going to point out to everybody as well, and we'll get to the Chavo Gargano thing, and then we'll also talk about kind of our actual topic, is that it was brought up to me, you know, recently that with live sports kind of really being on hiatus, right, with the NBA, Major League Baseball, hopefully the NFL is back. I hope it is by the preseason. You know, wrestling is really the only thing that's really live, right? Well, not really, well, I should say live, but wrestling is the only thing that even in syndication is new. Is that a good way to put it?
That's a good way to put it, because yeah. Even the XFL is now dead.
That's sad. But at any rate, I mean, even if it is pre-taped or whatever, it's the only thing that's really more episodic that's an athletic contest right now. In fact, CNBC, not a sponsor, also owned by Comcast, again, not sponsors of the show, folks, they also have a lot of spots as part of some of their business shows they have on CNBC, Business Network. And some of the tune-in commercial spots were featuring pro wrestling for what I consider to be the first time.
Even on Fox. Yeah. And Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, and it's really the only, even in syndication, it's really the only new sports-based or athletic-based contest that's really going on.
Yeah.
So wrestling continues. So, all right, folks, let's go ahead and keep moving. Chavo Gargano?
Yes.
Before we get into that particular contest from NXT this past week, Christina, you got your new shirt.
Yes, I did.
Your newer shirt. You got a Rebel Heart shirt.
Yes.
You've been waiting for this Gargano shirt for a while. You delayed gratified.
For 6 months.
And picked up the shirt.
Yes.
And
cheaper.
I got myself an awesome Stephanie McMahon shirt.
You can't even tell it's hers.
Yes. And we'll actually be putting out images of us with our... At least I will be putting out an image with my new Tyrant and Empire shirt. It's awesome. Or Tyrant and Power shirt, I should say. I'll be putting that out on Facebook for the Fruitful Snobs and on my personal Facebook as well very soon. But we got new shirts. Happy yes. with those. So those are going to also now be debuted at cons when they come back. Not yes. if, but when.
Yeah, when.
And we're looking really forward to kind of getting back out on the con scene. In fact, we would actually be on the road this coming weekend, folks, for Steel City Con.
But unfortunately, the state is shut down.
Yes. So, but at the same time, Christina, you're still working on, not necessarily material, but you're working on improving some things, also kind of tightening a few things up with your concept in terms of the books.
And adding a lot to the website.
Yes, and getting some communications out to everybody. So you have not gone away.
No.
And we'll talk about that here at the wrap of the episode of where we can find Christina and what our plans are for the future. But, you know, kind of being home, it's not so bad the weekend after, you know, Easter. Just trying to stay healthy. Excuse me. Everybody, again, try air. But at this point, the way it stands, we will see everyone hopefully up in Pennsylvania for 2 events in August.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that toward the end of the
and
show.
And possibly one in September.
Yes, possibly. Yes, for the Harrisburg 4 State.
Yes.
Right? So, you know, I'm happy that we're safe and healthy. And I hope everybody is happy and safe and healthy as well. Sorry for all the talking, folks, but like I said, I want Christina to keep her voice fresh.
I chime in when needed.
Yes. And, you know, we're both still working. I work remotely. Christina, you work close by. So we're staying safe and healthy. I know a lot of people out there are struggling, but stay with it, everybody. We'll get through all of it. So hopefully we're able to entertain you and educate at the same time. So let's get to the Chavo Gargano thing. Okay, so we got our new shirts. We're happy with those. You said it was long.
Yeah.
From NXT.
Even with liking the wrestlers, I even said it was long.
I think it was not necessarily long, but I think a lot of the action was kind of already done.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Did they spend all day recording?
I'm also tired of the Chavo Gargano thing. I really am. It's been going on for like years.
3 years.
3 years. And we're talking about 4 to 6 matches or so at least.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it.
They at least put it to bed.
Yeah, supposedly. Until the next time, right? It's like a Rolling Stones farewell tour.
Good way to describe it.
Yes, it's like their 3rd or 4th, right? It's like, oh, yes. It's like a Rolling Stones farewell tour.
And now we just got to figure out who they're going to duel with next.
Yeah, and we're going to see where everything goes. We'll see. That's all I can say. I think, folks, I mean, Christina, I'm not sure about you, but I think for me, I'm going to put away wrestling for a while.
Yeah.
Not because I don't like it and not because I'm not a fan, but because I got other things to think about, so do you.
I have other things to focus on, the website that I need to update.
Yes, and we'll get to that here shortly. Let's go ahead and get into the topic itself, which is investing during hard times, and we've been kind of inkling at it throughout the ramblings of the first half of this show, being into the back half of the show. But, you know, we've also been doing some research and picking up some good investments in the downtime. And it's not just investing in stocks. We're going to talk about a couple of other things, too. So let's go ahead and get that started. So, folks, if you have online savings accounts right now, they're still actually returning some pretty good yields.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using, Christine and I use one combined or common online savings account. And again, use your account of choice. I'm not really going to really describe all of them here. But I think we've talked about the CIBC Agility account before.
Yes.
That account, I think, is still yielding 1.45% APY, I believe.
It is.
And this is even with rates tanking in the U.S. And we understand why. I think everybody, we don't have to talk about that. I think everybody knows why. If you just pop open your web browser, you go to Google, you're going to find the news for why we're here. And I think everybody knows why we're here, so I'll spare everybody that. But CIBC Agility, 1.45% APY. That is not bad. Vio Bank, which I'm also using, 1.75% APY still, I think. So, folks, if you can shuffle some funds around to make a little bit of residual income and interest, there's no shame in that.
No.
I mean, you're not doing a lot to get it. And even if you have, like, an individual retirement account, if you can make enough from that interest amount to then fund that IRA, or at least partially fund it for the max out for the tax year, that's a good thing, too.
It is.
Right? I mean, that's what I did last year. I made enough money in interest to fund the max out in my IRA. That way, again, it's tax-deferred or tax-deductible for now. Which is really good. So that actually helps, you know, balance out your tax bill. And the good thing about having an IRA like that or other retirement instrument is that you can prepare your return early, and depending on what you owe or whatever, you can, again, legally, you can then add or remove contributions from an IRA to balance yourself out.
Exactly.
And again, legally, I'm not advocating anything that isn't legal here, which is perfectly legal to do that as long as you contribute to the account up until the deadline for that given previous tax
year. You're just keeping your money longer.
Yes. Exactly. And besides, folks, we don't know what your tax bracket's going to be in the future, so it's kind of good to have these accounts. I think some people also tell you to have a Roth IRA as well, which has different provisions, but if you have a traditional IRA, it's a nice instrument to have. And think about it. Would you rather give away thousands in tax fees and tax burden, or would you rather put away some of your money, even though you can't touch it right now, and get that tax bill down a little bit? Because money you're at least retaining and not giving away.
Exactly.
So, because remember, when you give that money away to the government or whomever the entity is that's collecting the taxes, you don't get that back. At least with having an IRA, you're basically setting money aside, but you're not giving it away. So if you do have online savings accounts to help fund other things or even just to pay your bills right now, there's no harm in that. No shame, no harm. And if you set up your accounts well, it shouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah.
Okay? And Christine and I both are taking advantage of that. Fortunes are turning around for us. I mean, 2019 was a hard year. 2020 is turning into a difficult year, but not as hard.
No.
That's fair. We made it through 2019 unscathed. 2020, we're smarter and we're stronger. So we're hoping everybody else is getting smarter and stronger too. Now, turning your attention to just retail purchasing, and then we'll talk about the stock market. So retail purchasing out there, folks, I mean, like we talked about at the beginning of this show with the condiment bottles, dollar store. Have yourself a good dollar store. Is
They're
that fair
priceless.
To say? Yes. And there's no shame in that at this point, folks. Survival is important. So, I mean, for us, if you're resourceful, you have a little bit of ingenuity, you can get through a lot of these things. In fact, I think I can speak for both of us. I don't want to speak for you, Christina, but I think that we enjoy being able to thrive in hard times.
Yes.
It's like, yes, we still were able to eke out a win or whatever.
Or we got this done, we're ahead of schedule. Or
yes, and we've always lived within our means, and most people don't. And we've said on the show for over 160 episodes now at 161 episodes, to always live within your means.
Yes.
And now times like this kind of tell you should have if you didn't. So also, who cares what other people think? This whole keeping up with the Joneses thing doesn't matter anymore. Focus on yourself. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, who cares about what your neighbor thinks? No one cares. All right. Just be an adult.
Yes.
That's really what it is. Be an adult. But, you know, I have to have this because my neighbor, screw your neighbor. I don't care. I mean, it's about yourself.
Yes.
Right. If we were all meant to care about what each other have and be envious of each other, we would all have been born at the same time together. We weren't. We were born as individuals. So
yes.
Act like an individual. Cherish your individuality. So, like I said, have a decent dollar store. Take advantage of sales and other opportunities that you can. Like I said, we were able to pick up this awesome ham. And we're going to be basically probably processing some of it. In other words, we'll be eating some of it pretty quickly, immediately, starting today. Probably having it the next couple of days. And then probably freezing some of it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if it's pre-sliced, or if you can buy larger pieces of proteins and make them like maybe in a smoker or in a large quantity and then process and freeze it, why not?
Yeah.
can always use it later.
Lock in the flavor.
Absolutely. That's what we're going to do. We're going to cut some of this spiral sliced ham that we have and put that into either a large Tupperware or a quart-sized bagging and press all the air out. Like Christina said, lock in your flavors. Throw that stuff in the freezer.
Exactly.
Yep. Make room where you can. And, hey, nobody says you have to eat ham for a week. We're just saying.
But we do have a lot of recipes for ham.
Yes, we do. And I'm just saying that you could also have that ham for a few weeks if you needed to. Just make sure you have it available and make sure you take care of yourself.
Shuffle up the proteins.
Yep. This way you don't get bored. And if you're stuck at home, you know, use that time. Don't let it use you. Right? I mean, learn new skills, work out, study, learn new things. Use your virtual assistants and things like that to help you learn. Quiz your brain. Catch one podcast. Learn new stuff.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's investment in yourself. So that's investing in hard times, too, just not a monetary investment. So let's go ahead and also talk about, I just want to talk about really quick credit card points, too.
Yes.
With the retail spending, and then also get onto the stock market, and then we'll wrap up this episode. So Christina and I were able to pick up some really good items via Amazon recently, and I think buying in bulk is a good idea.
Yeah.
Where you can. If you know you're going to do something for a year, folks, I was telling Christina, and I tell her all the time, that annualized pricing is the best thing.
Yes.
Buying things by the month is the dumbest thing you can do. It's the most unintelligent thing to do. Purchase for the year. Your pricing model is the cheapest per unit that way. So, for example, we bought exfoliant.
Yes.
For us. We bought a 4-pack of exfoliant for probably what's going to last about a year.
Yeah.
It's good to keep our skin clean. Keep your hands clean. Keep your skin fresh.
Keep the germs off of you.
Keep the germs off of you. So that was all things that we needed. Also, melatonin supplements to help us with sleep. Sleep is important. But God, the weekend was so nice without our noisy neighbor. Was it not?
Oh, yeah.
It was so nice.
Productive.
Yes. So, focus on things that you can purchase in bulk, folks, and buy early. This way, services like Amazon, Walmart, places like that have delivery, you're not waiting and waiting and waiting with a gap in supply. So just make sure you get those orders in and get them in for the year. That way you're done.
Exactly.
For the year. No stress. Just get it done for the year. I know people are going to say, well, that's a few $1,000s or a few hundred. So what? You got it for the year.
And then how much do you have to pay to have a stress-free life knowing that you already have it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as long as you put those orders in when need be, I think we're good to go at that point, I think. And just make sure you take care of yourself. So with credit card savings, I want to move on to that when you buy these things in large quantity, it might seem like a lot now, but it's going to basically help you later on. It's also going to help you prepay for things while times are good before they get bad or worse or whatever, so it insulates you a lot. Because think about it. If you're looking for work, folks, if you're one of those 16 million people in the United States who filed an unemployment claim recently, concerns are with you, folks, but from our side. But at the same time, if you purchase early enough, wouldn't you rather be looking for work with a well-stocked pantry, well-stocked refrigerator, bills paid ahead of time? Wouldn't that be nice?
Stress-free.
Absolutely. So you can focus on getting your next gig.
Exactly.
Or reinventing yourself or whatever it is you're going to do in the future. That's all I'm saying. So with credit card point savings, if you can make some of these purchases early, cash in on those points, folks. Get that cash back. It helps.
Use that to pay some of your bills.
We've used that ourselves a little bit. In fact, the order I was just mentioning to everybody, the majority of it was paid with cash back from a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially a free order. So just take care of that. Also, you can pay bills early. We're about to pay some of our utilities early with the credit card savings, getting ourselves ready for summer.
Yes.
That AC is not cheap, folks. So just get yourself ready to go. Prepay. Do what you got to do. Now, if you do have some cash laying around, it's time for you to possibly get that back into the stock market. So I finally got here. I said I would. And we're finally here. Christina and I have been picking up some really good investments, some decent-sized positions, not too big, not too small, and a few good companies that we wanted to diversify our portfolios. So I've sold off some stock in the past month myself, and Christina's been putting some more money back in the stock market. We picked up some really good, well-positioned companies. Excuse me. Pardon me, folks. Again, dry air over the past couple of weeks. Sorry, folks. Don't have a mute or cough button because Christina's controlling the sound at this point. But we've been able to pick up some really good companies over the past couple of weeks, and we're happy with our positions. So if you have the ability to start shedding some of your investments, which are high yielding, if you haven't done so already, you know, break up some of that money. If you did draw a profit, as I did over the past couple of weeks with some of my sales, put some of that away and guarantee some gains. You know, put away the principal amount for what you paid for your investment. That way you got your money back, made a little extra money, but then take some of that extra profit, reinvest it.
Exactly.
There's no problem with that.
Keep the money growing.
Exactly. And the only way this country, in any country, folks, if you're in the international audience, by the way, welcome. But even in your localized markets, whether you're you know, subject to the FTSE or the CAC 40, the Zetra DAX, what have you. At least in the United States, I can speak for this, that the economy is only going to also heal if we do our part.
Yes.
Right? So you should be reinvesting into the economy. Invest in your good companies, folks. There may be something on the shelf that you've been looking at like a gilded box for a long time. And if you've been paying attention the past few weeks, you'll be able to pick up some of these companies at a bargain.
Yes.
And we've already seen gains.
Yes.
So we're happy. In fact, Christina and I both have used these new purchase positions to help us make up for some losses in some other assets that we hold. So we've been able to at least break even or do better.
Yes.
For less.
Yes.
So get out there, folks. Do your research. I am not going to give any investment advice on this show for certain companies. That's not what we do here. We've done our own research, and we've done what works for us.
Yes.
That's what I'll say. So do your own research, folks. There's plenty of sub-$10 stock out there for everybody to take a look at. And even in that $20 to $30 range, I would even say $10, up to even $50 for certain companies. Coca-Cola, for example, folks, I'm not saying buy it. I'm not saying we own it. What I am saying, though, is that that particular company, folks, is the third most popular brand in the world from what I heard from a recent statistic. And you can buy it right now for under $50 a share. So... not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. So we were able to diversify a little bit. Like I said, I was able to book some gains myself for the 2020 year to help bridge some of that gap. But we're still doing okay, still forging ahead. But folks, invest in the hard times, but more so than anything else, just look for the future. You know, if I can give any advice for whatever it is you're going to do, whatever your investment avenue, instrument, or tool of choice or strategy is, make sure you look to the next 5 to 10 years. Don't look at today.
Yeah.
Because where we are today, we're going to get through it.
And don't watch things day by day because it'll drive you nuts.
Or even hour by hour. I mean, there's day traders that do that all the time. I don't know how they do it, but you know, they make and lose millions in some cases. So in a day. So just be focused on, you know, your household comes first, but along with that comes your financial future. And there's a really good opportunity to take advantage of some things right now. So do it if you can stomach it and if you can afford it. And remember, folks, investing is legalized gambling. So basically... So unless you can write that check, light it on fire, and get rid of that money as if it never existed, you shouldn't be in the market, even now.
Agreed.
So, all right, so let's go ahead and talk about where folks can enjoy all of our other content and your books, Christina. Then we're going to wrap this thing up.
Yes.
So where can you enjoy the Frugal Snobs, folks? Of course, you're enjoying the podcast. Please continue to do so. We appreciate it. Subscribe if you haven't done so already on your podcasting network of choice. Also, just for one little small programming note for everybody, if you are enjoying the Frugal Snobs podcast from frugalsnobs.com, the Flash-powered player that is on the homepage, I believe, is now being blocked by certain browsers.
By one.
Yes, that we know of. Remember, there are other browsers also, like Opera, etc., right? So, at least for right now, I think Chrome is blocking the Flash player. But that's not just us. I think it's any Flash outlet, I think.
Yeah.
So, we will find a better player, probably widget-driven player, in the very near future. So, just hang tight on that, folks. We're working on it. But if you're enjoying this podcast through your podcasting network of choice, obviously that will not change. So continue to tune in. We're going to be around through COVID-19. Make sure you subscribe on all your certain platforms, whether it be Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. Okay. iHeartRadio, etc. If you like what you hear and also what you see from the terms of the videos, if you've seen one around the web, please make sure that you do subscribe to the video content. You can check us out most prevalently on YouTube. You can go to youtube.frugalsnobs.com, subscribe while you're there. Helps us out. Check out all the videos. We're also going to be working on a staggered schedule where we're hoping to get a video out to everyone in the off week from the podcast. So what I mean by that is we are dropping this episode the week of course, Sunday, April 12th, so the Easter Sunday week. That would mean we will not be back next week, but the week after. But in the interim week, I think Saturday the 18th and 19th, I believe.
Yes, we'll drop a video.
Yes, we'll drop a video on our respective platforms. That way you can at least enjoy other content in the off week. So you're going to get something from the Frugal Snobs every week, whether it's a full podcast, as we have here, or video content to help stimulate your brain and help you get a good laugh, too.
Yes.
So, pardon me, folks, again, dry air. I'm going to wrap this up here soon. But check out all the video content. Check out the podcast. It helps us all out. All right? Including Christina. So, Christina, you're going to be working on your website for ImperialLegends.com.
Yes.
More content on the website. Also, folks, check out ImperialLegends.com for all the latest on Christina's events. Times are changing, and event dates and bookings are changing constantly.
Yes.
So like I said, the next time, right now, as it stands, you'll be seeing us, the Frugal Snobs, but more predominantly Christina, out in the wild at a convention or event, will be Steel City Con in August of 2020, right, in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. And also, that's going to be followed, I believe, by Sci-Fi Valley.
Yes.
con, and that's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, also in August. And again, dates, times, all subject to change at this point, but right now, the next time you're going to catch the Thrill Snobs is in August.
Yes.
So, and of course, Christina, for all of your stuff. So, again, if you have not subscribed already, Christina does send out typically a quarterly update on what's going on. She's prepping that now for release in the next probably week or so, I think.
Yes.
So if you're on the list, please do so and be at the ready to receive this email. Hopefully it's not getting spammed, which it should not be because it's valuable content. Make sure that you are at standby to get all that data. If you have not been added to Christina's mailing list because Christina has not been out at events, not her own fault, but just circumstantial, and you'd like to join the mailing list, please send an email to imperiallegends@gmail.com. Is that fair?
Yes.
And it's probably the easiest way to get
Imperial Legends Series at Gmail.
Oh, I apologize. Imperial Legends Series at Gmail.
Yes.
Also, you can ping, you know, of course, Christina through all the other platforms. You also are available on Facebook, right? At Facebook.com.
Yes, you can send me a message there.
Yes. And this way, if you can send Christina a message there, she can get your email address added to the distribution list. So, sorry, folks. Again, I haven't done this in a while. It's been a couple weeks. So, but yes, you can check out Christina's content at ImperialLegends.com. Also on Facebook at Imperial Legends Series.
Yes.
Okay? So, all right. And that's going to be Facebook.com/ImperialLegends.
Yes.
By the way. So, we are fiercely at work, folks. We're going to continue to forge through everything. And it's all about faith in yourself. So, think about it this way. We're distant, and we've always been distanced from each other, but everyone is still here, but now is the time for you to believe in yourself.
Yes.
More than any other time in your lives. So, and for those of you under the age of 50, you got a long way to go. For those of you over the age of 50, you still got a long way to go. So, don't give up on yourself. Don't let all this get to you. We'll get through all of it, but right now, your biggest focus is on yourselves. Fair?
Fair.
All right, anything else you want to say? We're going to wrap this thing up.
We're good to go.
All right, folks. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. Hope everybody enjoyed episode 161 of the Frugal Snobs podcast. Check us out wherever you enjoy any of your content, whether it be podcast content, video content, etc. Your support helps for every episode, every video, etc. To speak again, folks, be well. Never pay retail. Take care of yourself and each other.